Victorian government has tripled the fines for people who are found to be breaching the tough lockdown rules. So why isn't everyone getting this stay-at-home message? Australia's peak multicultural body fears adequate support isn't going to non-English speaking residents in high-risk coronavirus areas. That threatens their health and the health of those in their communities. One program in Melbourne is trying to turn that around by calling residents in public housing, for instance, and giving health advice in their first language. Max Chalmers has more.
1 month ago, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews made a dramatic announcement.
The very high density of that nature of housing.
3,000 residents in 9 Melbourne public housing estates were being put into an immediate hard lockdown, barred from leaving their homes for any reason. Mohammed Yusuf lives at the Canning Street housing development in North Melbourne, and like others, he was caught completely off guard.
I was at my mum's house in Preston. I got a few phone calls, and then I switched on the TV where we saw the Premier discussing about the lockdowns at our residence. So I rushed from Preston, came here. Yeah, it was straight away. As soon as the Premier was talking, the police was already stationing around the different 9 towers.
Mohammed Yusuf speaks Somali as well as English. Locked down for 5 days with his wife and 3 children, he says information from authorities was in short supply, especially for those with limited English.
For the young people, we were relying on social media, we were relying on the news, we can see what's going on, we can see the reaction of the wider community, we can see the reaction of the politicians. But for the elderly, which mostly are elderly in these flats, there wasn't much information provided to them. They didn't know much what's going on. They basically, he say, she say, they were just relying on little information they get from a different WhatsApp group, and that's all they had.
A month on, Mohammed Yusuf says more translated health material has been posted in his building. But with Victorians now facing $5,000 on-the-spot fines for breaching lockdown, he's worried some residents still aren't clear on the rules.
There's posters, there's A4 papers on the wall in the foyer, you know, but most of them, people, the intended audience, they don't read it. They just go past it. It's a little A4 on the wall that talks about in different, translated in different languages, but they come down and they go out about their business and they come up again, and they're not readers. They won't go to the display boards and read how to do a 1.5 distance with the next person, or wearing a mask, or where to get the right information.
The Victorian government has ramped up services to non-English speaking residents. One response has been to get the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health to call residents when a pop-up testing clinic is set up at their building.
Hello. Chào chị. Tôi là đài làm việc cho cơ quan sức khỏe phụ nữ đa văn hóa đó. Tôi đại diện.
So far, they've made 1,700 calls in 22 languages to people living in 4 public housing blocks. Dr. Adele Modolo is the centre's executive director.
Even though this was a group of people that were at high risk, they were living in close quarters, it was very difficult to socially isolate or socially distance, and yet they weren't getting the information about how to do that adequately. They weren't getting the information about why they would get tested. So it meant that when we did actually speak to people, they were telling us that they decided not to be tested because there was really no reason to, or they'd been staying at home, so there was no need for them to actually be tested. They'd been taking their temperature, so that was adequate.
Among other problems, the centre found some non-English speaking residents had been given their COVID test results in English. Chow Sun is a bilingual health educator who's been making calls in Chinese Mandarin.
A lot of them didn't know that there was testing because it's a pop-up testing. Usually there have been announcements in the building, but they sometimes didn't understand, so they didn't know there was testing.
Chow Sun spoke to residents about a range of health issues, and some said they were worried about the impact of their social isolation.
There were one or two callers who asked if our calls can continue. They enjoyed having someone to chat to in their own language. They were older. Yeah, they were older. And they were living by themselves. They shared with me a lot about themselves. Yeah, like the their life story. I guess they just liked being listened to.
Concerns that non-English speaking people are not getting vital health information extend beyond Victoria. Muhammad Al-Kafaji is the Chief Executive Officer of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, better known as FECA. Even when vital health information is translated, he says there's been a lack of community consultation. As an example, he points to materials he's seen from the Victorian and the Federal Health Departments.
The typesetting was incorrect. The letters were back to front. For example, some material that was intended for Persian language or Farsi was also included some Arabic translated materials in it. So not only it's completely wrong and it's just embarrassing, but it also starts to become disrespectful to the community that you're trying to help as well.
Muhammad Al-Kafaji wants to see health departments collect data about the language backgrounds of people getting COVID-19 tests. That could help make it clearer sooner if one group is falling through the cracks.
You know, we made some very clear recommendations that, you know, you need a national advisory group so we can, you know, give you some of these some of this feedback early on. And none of that stuff has been actually implemented, or none of our recommendations have been taken too seriously. There is a national COVID-19 commission. There is no representation on that from culturally and linguistically diverse background. The Department of Health has all sorts of advisory groups on COVID-19, you know, on people with disability, people from Aboriginal and Torres Islander communities, which is, you know, all fantastic. And, you know, absolutely those things should be in place, but there is nothing on multicultural communities or cold communities.
In a statement, a spokesperson said the Federal Department of Health had consulted with community groups, including FECA, and that people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities had been a consistent focus of its response. It pointed to a range of campaigns, including advertising in more than 20 languages on radio, press, and digital media, and said concerns around the quality of translations have been quickly addressed. As those discussions go on, North Melbourne public housing resident Muhammad Yusuf is bunkering down with his family for the next phase of Melbourne's lockdown.
It's not only exclusive to us only this time, but the whole Victorians are going through the same thing. I look out of my windows at night, last night, and it was not even a single car on the Pulte Bridge, which usually is very busy. We've got to do this for Victoria. Stay home and follow the policies, please.
That's it. Stay home and follow the policies. Melbourne resident Muhammad Yusuf ending that report from Max Chalmers.